Unalaska may be the only place in the world where eagle attacks are a relatively common occurrence. Clinic director Eileen Conlon-Scott says there's at least one person who ends up needing treatment every year.
Nothing serious where they had to be medevaced, but still it's very frightening to somebody to be attacked from the back and not know what hit them.
One of the nests that sent the most people to the clinic over the years is ironically on a cliff right in front of the building. And it was the first of two nests that were removed last week. Scott watched the process out her window.
The last day they were there, and there was an eagle 5 feet from them sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I would have like armor night gear on me and everything. They just had a hard hat.
The intrepid eagle vanquisher's name is Mikkel Saunders. He's not an eagle nest removal specialist or even a wildlife expert. Normally, he does blasting work for the company that's clearing the site for Unalaska's new wastewater treatment plant. But for the past week, he's been applying those skills to demolishing eagle nests, starting with the clinic one.
All of the nesting debris and all that went down off the edge of the cliff, and then we actually pried the rock outcropping right off. So it's no longer a ledge. It's a lot steeper. And then we brought wire in and actually meshed the area where the outcropping used to be so that nothing could land there.
The whole process took just a few days in contrast to the many months of permitting leading up to it. Chris Hoffman is a consultant who helped the city obtain the permits from the Fish and Wildlife Service. The clinic one was free because the nest was deemed a hazard to public safety, but the other nest, which is in the way of a proposed pedestrian path, cost the city $15,000. But Hoffman says it's fortunate that there's even a legal way to get rid of them.
Up until a few years, it wasn't possible to remove them, really under any circumstances.
The government might have started giving permits to remove nests, but those don't come with instructions on how to actually do it. Which is why, back out in the field at the second nesting site, Saunders is holding an armful of chicken wire.
Well, right now we're building a cone of wire to keep the eagles from landing on this outcropping right here.
The outcropping is just a little sliver of rock poking out over Airport Beach Road. Its former inhabitant is sitting just a few feet away.
He's kind of keeping an eye on us, so...
And you said he's been hanging out all day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty interested.
Has he been giving you any trouble?
No, not at all, but definitely curious.
The plan, Saunders explains, is to position the wire cone over the outcropping and then drive anchors down into the bedrock so that it doesn't blow away.
Who came up with the design for this? Who came up with the idea to do it this way?
This has definitely been like a design-build project. There were no real specs or anything. We did get some advice from the consultant that was working for the city. So there wasn't really a defined scope of work, but we'll know here in about a month whether it works or not.
It's a considerable gamble. The city paid Advanced Blasting, the company Saunders works for, nearly $15,000 for the 9 days of work he and another technician put in on the two nest sites. With the cost of the permit and the consultant added in, the two nests cost Unalaska around $35,000. Public Works Director Nancy Peterson.
Yeah, it's added up. We thought it was going to be, with each step it would be a lot simpler, but it isn't, and stuff's never happens cheaply, unfortunately.
Peterson says that's part of the reason the city has no plans to touch two other eagle attack hotspots, the post office and Captain's Bay Road. So while the clinic might not see any more attacks on its own turf, it will still probably see an eagle patient or two. And in Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.